Thank you for calling customer services. It's Carl. How may I help you?
Yes. I am calling about a charge that's on my credit and debit card, and I don't know where it's from. It's from Popular Appliances, but I don't know why.
Excuse me. All right, sir. Can I start by getting your zip code so I can try to pull up your account and see what's going on?
I'm sorry?
Can I start by getting your zip code so I can try to pull up your account and see what's going on?
Okay, it's 25168.
Okay. And can I have your first and last name?
Andrew Irwin, E-R-W-I-N.
All right, sir, I do have an account that's being pulled up under your name. Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
My address is Seven Boars Court, Red House, West Virginia.
Okay.
Birth is 12/29/57.
All right, I do have your account pulled up now. On the 15th of December, do you recall ordering a tactical bag and paying a $5.74 shipping and handling fee?
A tactical bag?
A tactical bag.
No.
Give me one second, sir. It's like a little fanny pack, sort of. You don't recall ordering that?
For $67?
No. No. For $5.74. It was the shipping and handling fee.
For what? I can't hear you.
The bag was for $5.74 shipping and handling.
$5.54?
$5.74.
74 cents. What's the $67 for?
Okay, so if you did order the bag, it's outlined within the terms and conditions that by paying the $5.74 shipping and handling fee, you do agree to a later charge for the membership. And if you don't cancel your membership with a certain amount of time, you are charged full price. That membership does
give you... A membership for what?
It's for the Factory Direct Savings Store, and it does give you a $125 gift voucher you can use for any more in-store purchases.
No, I never did. I may have looked at it, but I didn't join nothing. I don't join stuff.
All right, sir. So it's outlined within the terms and conditions on the website of the tactical bag.
I did not join it.
Okay, sir. Within the terms and conditions, it does outline that by paying the $5.74 shipping and handling fee, you do agree to the later charge for the membership.
Well, see, that's a scam. And I'm not going to stand for that. You need to reimburse me at $67. I'll send you the bag back or whatever.
Right,
I haven't
sir.
Got it yet.
You
this ain't
to,
right.
You don't have to send the bag back. You can't send it back anyway because this is not a receiving company. We're only a shipping company. the bag was free. You don't have to return the bag. You're not being charged for the bag. You're being charged for the membership that was outlined within the terms and conditions.
I don't want nothing to do with that membership.
Okay.
I can't. I don't have. I'm on a fixed income, and $67 just made me not be able to pay my electric bill. And I can't do that. I can't have $67 taken out of my account.
All right, sir. I do understand. I did go ahead and cancel the membership for you, so you're not charged any further for it. And I can give you a 35% refund of this charge as well.
I want my $67 back. That's not right. I mean, y'all take advantage of us whenever. You got to read everything. Heck, I just quit doing the internet. I mean, I've got to do something about this. I don't know what, but I'm going to do something. I need
my
money back.
Well, as a courtesy, I can give you a 50% refund.
That's $33 out of 67. So if you got 363 million people in this country, I'd say that'd be a pretty good chunk if you got $30 off from everybody, wouldn't it? I can't do that. I need my money refunded.
All right, sir. Well, it's only company policy that if a customer
does
ask for...
I don't care about company policy. I'm talking about what's right and what's wrong and good business and bad business.
All right, sir. I do understand your frustrations, but that's the best I can do.
That's the best you can do?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll have you know that I want that money, and if I have to call the Attorney General's office, I will. And that's the best I can do.
All right, sir. Just bear with me while I speak with the supervisor for a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. So the supervisor told me to give you your full refund back, and you should receive your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Now, that's doing good business. I appreciate that.
No problem, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.